Hey, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 18:30 on February 10th, 2026. If it all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll go ahead and start the meeting off then with the public comments. If anybody from the public would want to come up and speak, make sure you state your name, your address, and we'll give you 3 minutes of fame. We'll move on then to agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions that need to be made. Otherwise, I look for a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Agenda is adopted. Look now for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. It passes. Chief, you looking for a compact disc?
Yeah, something like that.
You know where I can find one?
Got plenty of them.
To start off, I want to talk a little bit about budget and the fire equipment CD. I talked with Jeremy here a couple weeks ago, and there was money, quite a bit of money's left over from prior budget years that was going into the equipment fund. So me and Jeremy had a discussion taking a bulk of that out of there and putting it into a CD and letting it accrue more interest than just sitting in a savings account. We had talked about basically leaving a little in that fund and in case, you know, we need to go and purchase this or purchase that, but move, and I forget what Jeremy said, for number to move into that CD.
Yeah, well, we did the budget at 20, but then there was about almost another 30 that you guys did in donations that we moved into the CD. I'm trying to pull it up, but I apologize because this is on display and I can't find my damn QuickBook because it's all out of order here now. But like this year there was, I think in the fire equipment CD, at least about 10 grand that were, you didn't purchase uniforms or air packs.
Yeah, there was no gear, no air packs, and no radios purchased this year.
Yeah, so the thought process is when we have those years is we should then bring it forth to council what kind of the surplus would so to be,
mm-hmm.
To the council, and then moving that money either into the savings or to the equipment CD. I mean, because ideally it's earmarked for that stuff. I mean, right. We don't have to do that. You know, you can say, well, it gets thrown back in the pile, you know. But I think putting it away is better.
Yeah.
So when you come in 5 years and go, we need 12 new sets of this.
Right.
And we're not going, okay, well, what's that tax impact?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah. And this money with the, you know, a CD, you know, we've talked about, you know, a fire truck, you know, in 2027 possibly, you know, this money's can be, you know, used for that as well. So there's no impact to the taxpayer, or very little, if any, if we want to move that money's there. So yeah, it has a few benefits, as Jeremy kind of discussed. I liked what he had to say. You might as well, you know, see what you guys want to do, but you know, move it to a CD and let it collect interest versus
100%.
Yeah.
To work, yeah.
More money the better. I mean,
right. And if there's, you know, and we talked about, you know, some other budget things, like the fire department's looking to do a new software for basically our call logging, our truck checks and all that stuff, because the program we use through the state is trash, for lack of a better term. They changed everything, and now I can't, it's impossible, it'll log the calls, but it's not showing up that anything's entered, so I have no call volume report, no call percentage right now. So I'm working out the kinks with that, but we're looking at moving to a different software, and you know, that's going to cost around $6,000 potentially a year, and then still maybe moving some of that monies around too, if we need to, but I don't know anything yet. I don't have a quote yet, and I don't know what the fire department wants to do, so that's for a different time. And now it's the CD versus.
So I think once we get done with the audit here, then we can see where we're at, and then we can look at numbers we want to move.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Keep it earmarked for that and put it to work, you know.
Yeah. And then there's no changes, you know, one way in the budget, you know, if we're not using it, well, okay, let's take it away and then come back 5-6 years later and say, yeah, I need that back.
Yeah. Times three.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So kind of a, I don't want to really say a nest egg, but you know, it's essentially what it is, because there's nothing cheap in the fire service.
No,
nothing.
It's got big ticket stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. Is there anything else with that, Jeremy, you want to touch on? Or?
No, okay. That was the gist of it.
The storage shed, I just want to come back and touch base. Obviously, nothing happened with it last year. I think I had talked to Jeremy a little bit. I think the last time I came in and talked about it, he was going to check with water and soil about runoff, I think. I don't know if that ever really got anywhere, but I'd like to move on putting that concrete and that shed up right behind this part of the building. We had talked about it last year.
If I remember right, I think the concern was like watershed.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think that's when we were talking over here.
Okay.
And then we talked about moving it over here because it'd be easier.
Right, there's no power, there's
wells
no water or anything that runs over there.
Was the wells and all that's there, the hydrants and all that, so. I don't believe there should be any issue there, but
right. I don't think so either. I think we talked with Jason even. I don't think there's anything as far as power or anything that runs out that direction. And obviously, we would have everything located before we broke any ground, because there is one monument/tree that's going to have to be moved out here for a passed away firefighter. That tree is about half dead. So we would hire a landscape company to basically come in and take it down, basically move it a little bit to the north, and he's got enough trees to deal with. So I'm just here to see if there's anything more that I need to do with that other than wait for the ground to thaw, or anything more that the city wants to do before I move ahead with that.
Council?
No, nothing.
Nope.
Do what you guys
need. You can put that on a cement slab there then,
yep.
Right?
Yep. That's the plan. And I talked to Jason too about maybe adding a little concrete between where we want the shed to go and the building, just so there's not like a strip of dead grass or dirt, because it would get next to no sunshine and stuff there. So I think what Jason and I had talked about is just basically going from the building where the existing like air conditioners and just out. And I think that's fine.
Smells good.
One other thing I got that's not on here, I thought I had something else, but I'm not thinking of it right now. I'm sure it can't be that important. We're looking at putting new tires on our oldest tanker. So that's a 1995 GMC tankers, NFPA standards, so that's the national people, federal level. They come and they said that there should be no tires on trucks older than 10 years old, which is a bit ridiculous to me. But I kind of get where they're coming at. But anyway, the tires on that truck are 30 years old.
I'd say it's time.
So, I had Jason Mockatoon, our equipment guy, go and, you know, ask around, talk to people, and try and get some quotes. The only one that we've got back is from Peeps Repair in Arlington. They do all of our heavy truck stuff right now, and they're actually going to, we're starting a new program with our trucks where they're going in every year to basically get maintenance done to them, you know, before something happens type of deal. Fire trucks don't have to be DOT'd anymore, and it cost us X amount of dollars to have a truck DOT'd, but he's going to do basically, you know, check the brakes, grease that. It's not going to be a DOT inspection, so it's going to be cheaper for us because he doesn't have to put the sticker on it, doesn't have to go through all the paperwork, but it's going to be along that same level of service. I don't have the hard copy quote with me to give to you guys, but Jason Mockentune said it was going to be around $5,000 to put new tires and rims on it, and I thought that's cheap. But he said that his peeps in Arlington has a set of rims that'll work for our truck, and he's going to sandblast them. They're used rims, sandblast them, repaint them, and then put the new tires on it. So we're not paying for new rims, just new tires. So him being able to work with us, and you know, instead of just finding the newest, shiniest rims a guy can get and slap them on a fire truck and send the bill later, you know, he's going the next best route. You know, putting used one on, trying to save us some money. So. I don't, like I said, I don't have an exact number. I know he wanted to get going with it soon. So I'd like to get it approved. If you guys need a paper copy or something emailed, I mean, I can get it to you as soon as I get it through the door and go from there. But I think he wanted to do it as either end of this week or beginning of next week. So, this money or the money for this, I plan on taking out of that, equipment fund, because there's a surplus of it in there right now. So
how can we, without it, can we just do like an amount not to exceed, like if we would not to exceed 6,000, do you think it's,
yeah, I would think it would be under something? I think it would be under six, and if, you know, worst case scenario, I can find out more tomorrow, see if I can get something over. This has all come in the last day or so
my only concern is that when I have the audit next year, I'll get flagged on that.
Okay.
Because our policy says anything over 2,000,
need an exact number,
quotes.
Okay.
And they do go through minutes,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And look at that. So that's, and then it'll get put in the report.
Okay. Well, I'll get.
And so if we can just get.
And that's something we can avoid.
Another.
Yep.
We already get
quote.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's not a problem. I'll get something in writing from, I'll go to, if I gotta take the truck to Pro Auto tomorrow and see what they would charge. And so.
We can't approve like up to an amount, and then if he gets one, look at both the bids and.
I wouldn't.
Kind of
no.
Tough without the bids.
Yeah, and no, and that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to, they told me about it, like, oh, okay, well, that is what it is. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta bring this by you guys.
I mean, it's just all part of that good faith type.
Yeah. So I'll make sure nothing happens with that until I get some numbers here, and then we'll go from there.
Call anything for the chief?
I think that's all I got.
No, I can't think of anything.
Cool.
All
right. Off easy.
Thank you.
Thanks, chief.
Move on into old city business, new city business. The Melkert Hubert Shadeen conflict waiver for PID 45.328-1600.
All right, so what that for is for, I'll pull this up here for you to see. But it's basically so Melcher can represent us in the purchase of that. This parcel here, right here, so we'd all sign off on it, so that way there's no conflict, because Melchert also represents Mr. Draghi and Security Bank and Trust, and Security Bank and Trust is listed, I believe, with Lois.
Okay.
So, so it's all kind of so that we do things in good faith. So if there's no objection with that, just a motion to move forward with that conflict waiver.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to move forward with the conflict waiver for Melkert Hubert how do you say that?
Shadeen.
In regard to parcel ID 45.028-1600.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the conflict waiver for Melker, Huber, and Shadeen for PID 45.028-1600. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Waiver is passed.
Okay, so then with that, so what we'll be looking at is up to, probably up to 50 feet. I'm gonna wait till we get a survey done to have a more definitive number here of what we'll all need to purchase. But one thing that's come into question is, like you can see here, I can pull up the plat if you want, but it's kind of, the plat is kind of like this area. But you can see when they did the plat, they kind of put right of way in here. But the thing is, and good, what Brad would like to see, and I can see his point, is we'd be purchasing kind of this area, but also giving him some compensation for this, because for, oh, I don't know, when was that platted? 50 years ago?
Long time.
60, more than that even, maybe. I'd have to look. They've taken care of that property. So what we'd be looking to do is get a good faith cost of what that strip right there would cost. So, and what we'll do is, once we get this conflict signed, is I will have Melcher kind of give us a price of what they think that will cost. We do have a kind of a layout here. Right here, and what we designed here was probably a 28-foot street, and then usually like about around 10 feet on each side for right of way. But reason why I'm gonna wait for the survey is because this property here, owned by Frank, we're thinking that it might only be like 2-3 feet that he has on the side of his garage there. So that's why I kind of want to wait till we have the survey done, so we can kind of really identify and nail down what we're going to want there, how much footage. But for right now, what we're going to do, the estimate is for this whole strip. So I think, whatever that is, I can't read that with my glasses on, 0.163.
Yeah.
So double that, roughly about. That's what we're going to do the cost analysis on. Because like I said, I mean, this is plotted as right away, but like I said, Draghi's have maintained that the whole time. So, and I don't want to get into any issues.
Nope, I'm not
giving
going
proper fair compensation.
Yep.
For.
Yep.
Jerry, what's that property right to the northeast thing? It's pretty much the right away to the right there.
Yeah.
The right.
Yeah. This in here, you're talking
between New Birth and Lois. Is that?
Yeah.
Like a right-of-way property too?
Right there, right? Little, you're talking
little,
these?
The little square on the
east.
East.
The other east.
One. What?
This way.
That way.
Like Kim kept going straight through.
And
this is east,
up.
Right?
No,
that's
this
west.
Is right here.
Right.
Because like this is a right.
Oh yeah, so.
And this.
Oh, that's what you're talking. Yeah, that. If I go back to here, this will better show it. Sorry, here. Let me get out of here and get back to this one. So,
because that's showing what, that's right away.
What Jason was showing, that's kind of was platted as right of way too for a future street.
So, I mean, who's taking care of that? Was that Lois taking care of that too?
Yes. Yeah. All that. That, and that. You know, of course, that's platted.
Yeah.
But this and this, they were taking care of that. We never took care of any of that
well, I know
property.
We did, but forthcoming, are we going to end up taking care of that right away, right where you're at right now?
If
or what, or how is that?
I guess that's the discussion we can have with Brad as we get into the negotiations.
I mean, if we're doing it, might as well figure out that piece of property.
Because better. Right now, I want to look at, you know, the thought on this, and then we can bring in this too. Because I think at this time, that would be the time to talk about that too. but I want to see how that works when they plat stuff and then someone takes care of it for 50 years.
Well, that's, I thought you might as well be taking care of now when we're doing this and figure out.
Yeah, because even, too, one thing I found out that was weird, but they were aware of it, is, where is that alley? Oh, it's right here. That alley that goes through here, the street that goes through here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That little parcel there, it is designated as easement alleyway to the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But they were aware of that, so.
Oh. Yeah, because Brad told me that a while ago about the gravel or whatever, he said that's city property.
Yeah.
Up to his.
Because I thought, boy, we should iron that out too while we're at it. But they're aware of that, so that won't be an issue. But yeah, definitely this parcel too we'll bring into the discussion. So yeah, I think the next two steps right now is getting a couple appraisals of what we think that's going to be, and then staking it out, getting it surveyed, and then we'll be sitting down on negotiating the purchase of that property. So I know there's been a little opposition from a few, but I think everybody on council, fire chiefs on board. I mean, really, I think if the city doesn't purchase this property now, it'll never get done.
Yep. And it makes sense to have a road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think for safety and
100%. There's only one way in and one way out outside of that alleyway, and there should be two.
And if that ever gets built back,
and exactly. If this ever gets developed back here, which there is a preliminary plot for this area, you're gonna want another in and out.
I understand being bummed, but if you can't see our angle on this,
I get it as a resident, but as a city as a whole, and taking all aspects into account, and especially I think is in and out and safety.
This is a no-brainer.
Makes sense.
I mean, years ago we had a tractor trailer or a hay trailer hit a power pole on County Road 50 coming through there.
No cutter.
And we had to divert traffic down the alleyway. And I wasn't on scene right away, but got there after. Well, Mr. Draghi approached me and said, hey, you know, it's not a big deal, but that's private property that we sent everybody down to get to, you know, Kim and David and stuff like that. So if something like that happens again, you know, if I can't get a hold of him or someone to access that property, or if a large truck comes down there, since it is a county road, they won't be able to navigate that.
I think there was one other time too where this was blocked off too because of an incident at the apartments.
At least once, for sure, where that was blocked off. Yeah. I was like, we were again sending people that way, which, you know, across private property, which, you know, that's a large area down there to have only one access.
No, don't bring it.
You also have a gas. Yeah. Gas main break down there too.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's where we're at there. So we are marching forward on that.
We'll move on then to the riprap project is complete.
Yeah, just to inform you, it's complete, looks nice. I wish the first phase we would have went with 2 to 9 inch rock. Me and Jason went out there Friday and checked everything. Everything looks nice. Just one thing I want to point out is if you look at that pay request, you know, you can see that the original bid was, what was it, $67,000. But we had agreed to go up to $100,000. So that's where it kind of can be a little deceptive, where the total annual contract amount was $68,097, and then the final payment is $99,987.60. We had budgeted $100,000. Since they came in way under bid, we agreed, you know, to go up to $100,000, so that's what they did. So it was nice. I think we got a whole nother side done about.
Yep.
Would you say? And then 10 feet?
Yeah, around that corner, and that corner sucked because it was steep, but yeah, it just, that corner sucked.
So. Is there One more phase then?
We're thinking two.
Because I figured out the footage and we probably want 170, 180,000 left. So
and I think with that, what we'll do is I'm looking at one thing, maybe putting it on PPL just so it's there in case we ever wanted to do it, get it done where we could get a low interest loan. Don't hurt to get on the PPL, which is the project priority list through Minnesota Public Facilities Authority. And then also I'll reach out to some grant programs to see if we can't find some matching grants.
Yeah.
So we can get it complete, hopefully in the next year or two. And then knock on wood, hope the ponds last another 20, 40 years.
They should. They definitely should. Any questions council has on the riprap project?
Nope.
Okay. Next item is the snow plow for the city truck.
So kind of one of the things we were talking about is we run into these nuisance 2-inch snowfalls. Should we plow? Shouldn't we plow? Right? Because it's about anywhere from $700 to $1,500 a time. So me and Jason got talking and Jason thought, well, would it be beneficial if we just get a plow? So when we have these we still have Millers do the bigger stuff, right? But these nuisance like snowfalls, Jason could hit the streets. You know, and we'd figure in probably a year, year and a half, it would pay for itself. I mean, we're not looking to purchase this year, but a budget item for next year. We're just bringing it up now to see if council, if that's something we want to entertain.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt because a lot of the side streets get so packed down and icy if you let it go for.
Yeah, and then too, like, everything drifting over so much, it's so easy to run through the clock away. And then down by the apartments where people don't like getting off the road. That's
clean up.
Yeah, clean up everybody's.
I think it's a great idea to look, budget it in for next year, put it in.
Okay. We'll add it to the wish list and then we'll look at it then.
We should have got a Ford for a truck then.
Too late.
Don't say that.
Now you bring it up. All right, so we'll address it furthermore in the budget cycle at the end of the year. Move on then to plumbing estimates for the fire hall and the community hall too, wasn't it?
Yes. So Jason can kind of jump in here, but we got estimate. We'll just deal with the fire hall. An estimate that, and that's for the plumbing right out here to add the plumbing for moving one of the washing machines and then getting the ice machine in there. And it turned up to be a little more than we probably anticipated just because of how the plumbing is there. And then also, what was it with the eye wash?
Well, it has the eye wash station,
regulate.
Just cold water.
Yeah.
And I put a mixer in there to, because if we're gonna get a permit for it, he pretty much said, depending on the inspector, but they're gonna make us do everything to code because we're going to be touching that eye wash station, so technically that's going to have to be, and it should be. I mean, if you have something in your eyes, you don't want cold water either, so you want. So that's one thing, and then put the sink in there too.
So for that, Right Way gave us an estimate of $6,385. Swanson Plumbing was $6,990, but also with Swanson's permit, I don't think it had that mixer in there, which we figure is about $600.
So that's what I think, it's like around $600 just for the mixer.
So obviously Right Way was cheaper. But I guess my only thing is how budget-wise are we gonna, how's that fit into your budget and the city budget here on, so we can get this done?
That's what I'm gonna have to find out for sure in 2 weeks, because I know it's a much higher number than Jared had thought, and probably mostly anybody had thought. I I don't necessarily see it being an issue that the our gambling account would basically make a donation to the city to cover the cost. But when I show them that number, I think their eyes are going to get kind of big, and there might be some talk to it. So before we do anything, I have to have a business meeting with my guys here at the end of the month, and then come back next month, you know, and go from there.
Okay.
So, and then I'll have the stuff with the truck as well.
And, perfect.
But yeah, I think that's the best course of action for now.
Okay, perfect. So we'll table that till March.
When is it, March meeting?
10th.
Because I think March and February are always the same, aren't they?
Yeah, because unless it's leap year.
Yeah.
Could we approve that pending what they say, or no? Or do we gotta wait till?
Yeah, because the number is good, right?
The yeah, I mean, we have the estimates. Yeah. You could, because I think our worry is this permit needs to go to the state, and sometimes that can be 6 to 12 weeks to get a plumbing permit.
Yeah, I mean, if we can approve the number, I'd just as soon get it rolling. Because, I mean, let's say there's...
Yeah, once you guys iron it out, then we can pull the permit and get that at least rolling. I mean, because we have the numbers.
And, I mean, if they there's internal strife there, I mean, we got some funds to pull something from if we need to and meet them in the middle somewhere. Right. Not saying it's going to go there, but it's not like... I mean, is this not going to get done?
Well, I think the majority, if not all, because this is the way we sold it as the fire department, is we wanted this ice machine. Granted, you guys could all come and get ice from it. That's not a big deal. But we wanted to put this thing in, and the plan was that we want to put it in, and we're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I'd have a really hard time coming back to you guys and saying, hey, guess what? Remember what I said here a couple months ago, how we want to put an ice machine in, and we're going to pay for it all?
But part of that is also the eye wash.
But I think we could cover the
mixer
part of
sink,
it.
You know, Jason wants the sink there.
I mean, yeah.
That's a safety thing, in my opinion. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like they wouldn't let us put the ice machine in if we didn't do that anyway.
What's that?
Sounds like if we don't do that, the sink and the mixer, you can't get the ice machine in there anyway.
And even if you didn't put the ice machine out there, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
So we'd have to make that correction anyways. And that's a correction you want to make, because you don't want
that four-letter company out here. That's what I mean. It's like, this is going to get done. This is one of those projects that just needs to get done. I mean, we can work out the financial details, but I mean, we've got two bids. I just don't want to get anything hung up for another month if this needs to get rolling. And maybe it's not a rush, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I told our guys, I said, don't expect it to be done next week, because nothing in government happens quickly.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody in here, obviously. You know, I'm a government worker as well, but, you know, I don't expect to, you know, get it delivered and have it running the next day. You know, this stuff takes time as far as permitting, getting quotes and stuff like that. I mean, it's winter out, if you want ice, go and get something outside. So, no, I mean, that's not a terrible idea. If you guys go ahead and approve it, and then we have our meeting, and in between then and now, we kind of figure out what the fire department and/eyewash sink type of deal is. You know, the city's doing some of that, and we're doing the rest. If we figure out that number, and maybe you can talk to Right Way and kind of have more of an itemized deal. Because then by the last Monday of the month, I can go to our guys and say, hey, this is what it would be total. The city wants to do this because they're requesting the sink and the eyewash station has to be done a certain way. That's what they want to cover. The city or the fire department will pay for the rest as far as ice machine washers, reverse osmosis.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's in the grand scheme of things, it's coming out of the same pot anyway. It's just monies are earmarked maybe slightly different, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, the whole eyewash thing, I mean, that to me is a safety aspect. I think that's...
Yeah.
This is the project that needs to get done. Why hold it up over the technicality of the timing of a meeting?
Sure.
My opinion.
Plumbing's going to be cheaper than a fine.
Yeah. Yep. Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the bid from Right Way Plumbing for $63.85 for the utility sink, eyewash, and other miscellaneous plumbing in the fire hall.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the Right Way estimate of $63.85. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. All right, we'll move on then to trees.
Yep, we got one more.
Hall. Yeah.
The hall bid, yep.
The plumbing for hall.
Oh, yeah.
So, got two bids for that. One from Right Way at $11,370. Also, a bid from Swanson Plumbing at $17,800. With that, one of the things, just to make you aware of, me and Jason were talking today, I think the plumbing, we were only expecting about 10,000, right?
Yeah, 9 to 10.
9 to 10, so that came in a little higher, so we're worried about budgeting, but yet we're at a timeline where we're gonna need it done, so I said I'd bring forward to council that if we do go a little over budget, worst case scenario, we have to borrow 1,000 or 2,000 from possibly the city savings account. Mm-hmm. Move that into the general fund to cover for that.
Yeah.
Because what do we have, a 6 week window right now to get this done?
Yeah, what, five weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah. And
yeah. You know, and that's something too, what I would look at the end of the year and see how we come in budget wise, and then we can make that decision as to whether, you know, we need to move monies or not to cover the extra expenses.
Okay.
But just wanted to make you aware of that in case, you know, some,
that's,
you know, we budgeted 15 and it comes in at 17.
Quite the difference.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I mean, you look over the bids and everything, there's no glaring. I mean, we're looking at 11,000 versus
17.
18. Yeah, it's all
apples to apples.
Okay. Yeah, and wow. Both plumbers talk to each other, so.
It's actually, I mean, Right Ways is actually, he's going back all the way.
Doing a little more.
That. So it's, Jeff's is actually a better, whatever.
Okay, wow.
But it is apples to apples. Yes, I told them both or whatever, and they talk to each other, and it's, because Swanee can admit, it's not only once he gets the wall opened up, he would look at it, but I mean, Right Way is cheaper anyway, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Big difference.
Yeah.
Councilman Tracy, I'll make a motion to approve the bid from Right Way Plumbing for $11,370 for the plumbing work at the community hall.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Right Way Plumbing contract for the community hall of $11,370. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. All right, now we go out of trees.
You know, just one tidbit just along with that, so then we will come into code compliance once that's done.
Yes, because they both looked at it and it's
not.
That's why he's going all the way back, it is terrible.
So that's why it's costing us a little more. That's why the estimates came a little higher. So,
gotcha.
Just so you know.
Do we want to talk about Flory in there or
Well, the other thing we've talked flooring, what we prefer to put in there, like these type tiles, proper tiles, luxury vinyl flooring, what, does anybody have any preference? The problem we run into is because it's bathroom.
I was gonna say, whatever's of water. Water,
I know.
Tight.
What's gonna be?
Well, the tile, you gotta worry about trout, because that's whatever, and the stuff that's in there, in the cracks, that can, I mean, you know, guys are in the bathroom sometimes, so that's what you have there.
So, or just even an overflowing toilet, you know. So that's the thing where we're
flooring. But there is a drain in there, in the floor, so.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to think. Most restaurants go in, I think they're tile.
I was going to say tile seems the most common.
I mean, the thing I like, I don't know what others like. I don't know if you've been in the, I think it's Willie McCoy's. They have the nice wood tiles. They're ceramic tiles, but they look like wood.
Hmm. It looks really nice. Like 6 inches by 3 foot or so. Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
mean, I feel like tile's gonna hold up the longest.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the toughest.
Like if it gets wet from an overflow, it's not gonna buckle right up. And
because the problem we ran into, we thought using the same floor and just run it right into the bathrooms, but then we're like, well, that's glue down. I don't know, how's it holding up behind the bar?
Actually, it holds up pretty well back there.
Because that gets pretty wet, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Oh. So, but.
Council, any thoughts? Sounds like tile is the mode of go.
I mean, it seems like it. That seems like that would be the toughest or the best material for the service.
If you have overflow for a couple days, it can drain out and not.
Yeah. But I don't know a ton about that luxury vinyl stuff and how resilient it is to that.
I don't know either. It's only 100% up to a certain time.
Yeah, that's
it's not like 100%.
Well, and even
so
then.
So it's kind of misleading, you know what I mean?
If you get water underneath, I feel like it's just going to slowly.
Yeah.
And that's what Jay was saying, that in them seams or whatever, it's going to leak through there.
Yeah.
So that's. I don't know. If you go with a tile and like more of a grayish tile or something that doesn't show dirt as much, probably, or some, I don't know, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean that sounds good to me.
Let's see what, you know, get the cost and see, and then if we think it's outrageous, then I guess maybe we reassess. But
okay.
Now we're gonna talk about trees, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
So what did we? What'd you remove? 8 trees?
Well, 7 and a part.
7 and a whatever was left. So just also for the public, we put it out on Facebook too. We put a little post when Jason was going to take them trees down. The main thing is it's the Emerald Ash Borer, so it's all the ash trees that we took down.
Yep. Do they already have ash borer?
Some of them we believe did, because we talked to, some of the trees were dying. And we talked to the Department of Agriculture, and they said 3 to 5 years, they're all going to die.
3 to 5 years, and them 3 trees, and then the rest of them within 10 years
would
be dead.
Yeah.
And then there's some trees in there that just were.
And some of them just were ready to come.
One bank was cut by Excel how many times. And
Yeah. And we felt it was cheaper to take them out, because with Jason doing it, and thank you to Justin for helping you, to just take them out and put new trees in too, because it's just gonna get them all out. And it's gonna look a lot nicer. I know a lot of people don't like us taking down trees, but the only bad thing is it's gonna take 10 years where it looks real nice, you know, till them trees grow. I mean, that's the only downside of it, really. But so we got that out. If you notice, there's one tree left there. It's by the power lines. We have talked to Excel. They will come out and they will top it. So basically below the power lines. So then that way Jason's more comfortable. We didn't really want to have a huge Excel bill if it didn't go right. So we thought we'd leave that one either for the experts or see if Excel would come out and help us on it, and they will.
Okay.
The great question will be when.
Right.
Right. So I told them we'd like it done by spring, because we'd like to plant trees in spring. So we'll see. We've kind of made a mental note to remind them in a month from now. So.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at on the trees.
Yeah. A lot of work.
That was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was. If we came into town Wednesday morning,
yeah,
it looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out, like I said, to Jason and to Justin for that.
Yeah.
That was a big on-taking.
Absolutely.
Okay, next item, rounds.
All right, so this is just a thing to put out there, is if some of you aren't aware of the new overtime rules with the One Big Beautiful Bill, right? I have run into so many scenarios, and I've had to create about 4 spreadsheets just for the different scenarios on figuring out and tracking the overtime for Jason. It's easy for the federal government, because the federal government just strictly says hours worked. That's your overtime, right? So if you work actually work 41 hours, you get 1 hour of overtime, and you get a third of that, you get to write off. Because you only get to write off the 0.5, mm-hmm. you know, of the 1.5 times. But then there's all these other scenarios come into play with us, because you got payouts, call-outs, rounds. And I don't know if council would be open to it, but one of the thoughts I thought of that make it easier for me, just for record keeping, save me a lot of time, is just doing rounds at 1 hour of overtime pay. And what we figure that came out to 53.85 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Close to about what it is now. But one thing I want to do is, I have the audit next week, so this don't need to be decided until next meeting, because there's some things I want to work out with the auditors to make sure everything I'm doing in my spreadsheets are correct, so we're getting this reported right. Like I said, on the federal side of it, it's real easy. But with us, it gets complicated, because too, there's also, I thought, well, when you accrue time that you comp, do I count that then? No, it's when you pay it out. So then you get into the headache of, okay, I worked 35 hours, I took 5 hours of comp time, but then I gotta do a different formula for that because of he didn't work 40. It gets confusing. Like I said, on the federal level, it's easy peasy. And then with us too, if there's a holiday in there, that throws it into a whack too, because we count holiday towards overtime, federal doesn't. There's like 5-6 other scenarios I've ran into here where it runs into being different. And I'm just trying to make things easier.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a few other cities, and kind of what I've been getting from other cities is that now they're having someone else do their payroll. And I'm like, I am not paying for payroll for one person. It's ridiculous. So my goal is to learn all the scenarios and work with the auditors on getting it done. So I'll come back next meeting when I find out with the auditors and everything to see. But the one thing that would make it easier is just computing everything at overtime versus a set pay, because that requires a whole nother formula.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
That's all I got on that.
Lay out the scenarios and we'll pass through. On into council reports. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Got a couple of things. Just remind everybody, if you are open to wanting to do it, the City on the Hill Day, or whatever they call that thing,
yep,
again, that's coming up March 11th. So if you want to go down there for the festivities and that, just let Jeremy know if you're going to go down, so that in the event that we end up getting more than three of us going, then we don't run into the issue of, you know, open meeting laws. And plus, it'd be easier too if we wanted to meet with our representatives. If we had more than one of us there, then we can let the representatives know too that we're going to be stopping by at certain times as well. Because most of the festivities is in the morning, and then in the afternoon you get a chance to go and talk to your representatives and senators and that. And then, I was hoping I would have had this by the meeting. There is a mayor that in some city in the middle of nowhere of Minnesota that is compiling all of the salaries and ways council people get paid. And I was hoping he would have it done by today. He doesn't have it yet, so I'm hoping to get that before the next meeting, you know, so we have an idea. I know we talked a little bit about council pay and that going forward. So far, nobody in Carver County has informed me that their fire chief gets paid more than their mayor. So. So at some point in time, we'll need to make a decision if we're going to want to change it. Obviously, whatever we do won't go into effect until 2027. So
what, this mayor is compiling all the pay for across?
Yeah, so because we have our own mayor listserv, in that all the mayors are on. And so, like, if any of us mayors have a question about something that just gets shoved out there or can get shoved out there, and so he's asked for everybody to send him information on their compensation. Do they have special meeting pay? Stuff like that. So, more power to him if he wants to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, so hopefully that that'll be done pretty soon. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. And then we'll get another newsletter out. So if there's anything anybody has that wants to be put in the newsletter, let myself or Jeremy know, and we'll have that out hopefully in the next couple of days. Other than that, that's all I have.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for February 10th, 2026 is adjourned at 1921.